In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen. We had a memorial for Odette Wilson, and we entrust her into the care of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May the love that she has shared with you always be a testimony to the love of God, which continuously works. There's a very wonderful hymn that we heard in the Vespers this evening, and the hymns themselves, year after year, the amount of things that we'll learn from them are inexhaustible. Just this one hymn, The Well of Wonders, the well with the capital W, The Well of Wonders came to the well with the lowercase w, to salvage the daughter of Eve. This one sentence is so loaded. The Well of Wonders, Christ, of course, the spring of life, came to this well to salvage the daughter of Eve. Now, salvage in Greek is zogrise, to salvage, zogrise. But this word is almost like to save the life, which of course we call Christ our Savior, but also in a captivating way, kind of to hold her captive and also save her. And this word is used in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, where in the book of Joshua, where Joshua talks to people who have deceived him, and he, in the very same word, the zogrise, he, instead of destroying them, he keeps them alive, but then he also, well, this is wonderful, he makes them carriers of wood and water, which is what Jesus made the Samaritan woman do, of course. He made her a carrier of the water, the living water, to share with her community. And I didn't know this just a few days ago, and I don't know if this is what the intention of the hymnographer was, but it's certainly a wonderful connection. In Joshua, the wood and the water that were supposed to be carried by the people was to prepare the altar of the Lord. And this is what the Samaritan woman does to go and prepare the hearts of the people in her community to receive Christ. And this, the Samaritans, of course, were considered foreign, and Christ captivated her, saved her, and also made her a carrier of this living water. And we also can think that the rest of the sentence is to salvage the daughter of Eve. So the Samaritan woman is called a daughter of Eve in English, but the word in Greek is karpon, karpos. Oh, the karpos is the fruit. So we say that Christ is the fruit of the womb of the Virgin, and the same thing, karpos. But this, of course, makes us think of the fruit in the garden that we were not supposed to eat. But now Christ has come to give us the Holy Spirit so that we can bear His fruit. This is just one sentence of the hymn, and it's reminding us that even though we have estranged ourselves from Christ and have made ourselves foreigners with sin, we know that he comes to bless us and sanctify us and to captivate us and to make us carriers of his water, to continuously bring this whole creation and turn it into a holy altar where God is the sanctifier of the whole creation. May God continuously strengthen us. We are still waiting for the day that we can come back all together. I will be sending a notice by email with some thoughts and details. We won't be opening tomorrow. But we have this wonderful period of mid-Pentecost. We have this wonderful declaration of the Samaritan woman who comes into her community and tells them, come and see the man who told me everything I ever did. Which was not really great things. Many red flags. He said, you have had five husbands, and the one you are with now is not your husband. As we have seen, whenever Christ points out someone's fault, a great number of times people have been offended. But this woman who was yearning for truth, when the Lord told her even her sin, she felt full of water, of this living water, and so full that she felt a need to share it. So what can we do when Christ highlights our sinfulness? What a great example we have from the Samaritan woman, that she, in her thankfulness that Christ did not destroy her but came to save her and all of us, goes and shares this testimony. Come and see the man who told me everything I ever did. When Christ highlights our sins, this is a great honor. It means that his light is close by. It may make us feel further away, but when Christ reveals the distance, and let us say it over and over again, it's better to have that GPS say how far away you are than to not have the GPS. Because we have the direction to come closer. Christ never shuns us or pushes us away. He calls us to be closer to him. Thank God. Have a beautiful evening. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen.